You may have heard us talking about the big news story this week. A big prostitution ring was busted in a couple of different locations here in the Metroplex. 30 or 40 men arrested. And in the beginning, they weren't giving the names, and we still don't have all the names, but they're giving occupations, oddly, in some of these news stories and police reports. And we saw that a football coach was arrested, a doctor, and a youth minister. And so we wondered if we may know some of these people. So let's open the door and welcome into the studio the generic youth minister.
Oh.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
How are you?
Hey.
Have a seat right there. Yeah, good to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys, too. This is going to be a little bit of a somber visit. So if we can pull that music down, I normally like to get together with you guys for like a little fun and fellowship.
Yeah.
But this is different because something very bad has happened and I need to address it.
Okay,
sure.
I can't believe them Cowboys lost to a 7th-round quarterback, not out of the playoffs.
Oh, that's right. He's a big Cowboys fan.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why you're down.
Unbelievable.
Okay. That was a tough loss. It really was.
It was such a tough loss. But you know, we'll bounce back. I have total faith that, like, is it the coach Staubach or something like that?
Mike McCarthy?
That he's going to really make them bounce back into the playoffs.
I don't think you watch much.
Yeah. But yeah. You know, I do need to talk about something else. Now, I know a lot of you out there in your viewing audience, they may have been like reading the news on like your iPads or e-readers
sure.
or something.
There's different ways to get news.
Yeah, but anyway, there's like this news story that has been going around, and I feel like I just need to make an official announcement of some sort.
Here we go.
I'd like to announce that I have not ever in my life stored classified documents at my home.
Oh.
I mean, come on.
Oh, that
you
story.
See that?
Boy, yeah,
all them politicians, they're bringing home all these like secret nuclear papers and stuff off from work. And I'm like, what about top secret? Don't you understand?
And that's got
I
you
mean, that is so cray cray. That's totally not crunk to do that.
Right. Not crunk to do that.
Yeah. And anyway, also, if I could talk a little bit about something.
Well,
if I could.
Can I ask you, now that you're just kind of, you're confessing a lot here.
Yeah.
We were wondering, were you involved in the other big news story this week?
What's that?
That prostitution ring that was busted.
What? I haven't heard anything about that. Man. What are you talking about?
Well, the news story said that a youth minister was arrested.
Oh my God. That is just cray. I mean, that's like, really, a youth minister? Uh-huh. I haven't heard that. I mean, like, that's not rad for Jesus, in my opinion.
No, I mean,
what was that youth minister thinking? Now, I do remind you guys that Mary Magdalene, by tradition, was considered a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus used to kiss her on the mouth. I don't know what that was all about, but that is referenced in the Bible. I mean, so I'm not saying that's what these 46 men did.
How did you know the exact number of men?
I'm just saying that they need to investigate if that youth minister was really just trying to emulate Jesus, maybe in a wrong way, and didn't really think it all through and everything. Hold on, I'm just getting a text message here from our associate pastor.
Okay.
He says that he's got the identity of the youth minister.
Huh. Okay.
All right.
OMG God! OMG God!
That doesn't make sense.
He sent the picture! I know this guy. He's at all the youth minister conventions. OMG God!
Oh, you know
that's
him, huh?
Kelvin. That's Kelvin G. Oh my God!
Kelvin.
Yeah, he's one of like the hippest youth ministers of all time.
Oh no!
He's got like spiky hair and bodybuilders and everything.
I think we know Kelvin.
Oh my OMG!
That doesn't make sense.
This is like freaking my doo-doo. I mean. Come on.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I'm sorry you had to see that.
Wow. I'm just really shocked because I know him, you know. It's so weird when you know somebody, but you don't really know them. It's right. so strange like yep. that and everything. That's a yeah. deep point that I'm making there. Yeah. But anyway, I do have a few
announcements
yeah, okay. that I can make here. We are having a lock-in, and we're going to watch Willy Wonka.
Oh,
and
boy.
Have, yeah, and have, a, and have a pizza party. So I'd like to thank the Grapevine creepy. Police Department for donating the pizza party. It's very kind of them for doing that. And the Handbell Group is having to cancel their trip to Pecan Land Mall. Huh. Over in Monroe, because the church van broke down again. We need like alternator oil or like a piston cylinder on the battery cover went bad or solenoid or something. I don't really know. But anyway, also, we are remodeling the youth center. And yes, the rumors are true. We are getting foosball.
Oh,
yeah, and we're going to resurface the ping pong table.
Okay.
And,
the ping pong
and,
table.
And get, what?
What?
And get this. We're going to get a flat screen TV.
What? Not that
I
big
know
a deal.
What you're thinking. You're like, who is this Elon Musk who's in here with all this money? But it was donated and everything. So we got lots of fun things coming up.
Okay.
Come on down to the church, George. We're all still right, waiting for you to speak to our youth about how to do like, is it sports broadcasting,
sports broadcasting
or something
okay,
like that?
Sure.
Anyway, right. remember, friends are friends.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, there
here goes his theme song.
The generic youth minister. Took a while for him to exit.